Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast and our series on Dante's Inferno. And in this episode, we're going to look at Circle 8, and that is the category of fraud without any trust in the picture. So this is a very big part of the book. It's 14 chapters, 14 cantos, and we have lots of elaborate descriptions of different groups that are doing fraud. And we're also going to look at some key topics and warnings from Dante as a writer. So some of these things are very relevant to life, and it's also to understand and to detect these things in both your own life and also the world that one lives in. So the storyline starts with at the landing at the bottom of the abyss, going down with the fraud monster, Geryon. And then we have a plane that they call Male Bolge, and that is Italian for evil ditches. So we have 10 ditches with bridges across them. And then in short, those 10 ditches are first the panders and seducers, and then flatterers, simoniacs, sorcerers, barators, those who are selling church and state positions, hypocrites, thieves, deceivers, sowers of discord, and falsifiers. And then the bridge over the sixth ditch, or the bolgia, is broken. And in the very center of the whole plain, there is a well, a big well, and that leads down to the deepest pit and circle 9. So that's the whole layout of circle 8 of fraud. So then Virgil and the pilgrim, they move along the banks and over the bridges, and they are seeing the sinners, and they see many famous people in all of the ditches, and they talk with many of them. And then when they get to the middle, over the fifth ditch, they look down and they see boiling pitch. And then they meet a group of demons, and they are called the Malebranche, which is Italian for evil claws. And they threaten Virgil, but Virgil tells their leader, Mala Coda, which then in Italian means evil tail. So Mala is just evil in general. And then Virgil says that the journey is being willed from the heavens. So then it seems like the demons are accepting this, and they offer to escort them to the nearest bridge, as the one that's right next to them over the next ditch is broken. And then the pilgrim is worried about this. He doesn't like the feeling of this, but Virgil is very confident. And then they start walking together with 10 demons. And then on the way to where they're going to find the next bridge, the demons start attacking some of the souls in the pit, and then they start fighting among themselves as well. So Virgil and the pilgrim are sensing the danger, and then they decide to escape, and they jump down into the next ditch, the sixth ditch, right before they see the demons coming faster after them to hunt them down. So the demons can't follow them into the next ditch. They're kind of locked into the bank and the fifth ditch. So then the pilgrim and Virgil start talking to the souls in the sixth ditch, and then afterwards, Virgil becomes very angry and disappointed in himself for having believed in the demons and in what Malacoda told him. So this is a very touching moment of the whole journey. And then also it's symbolic of how reason, and just reason alone, has failed in the course of this journey and the whole mission to go down all the way into the center. So then they climb up the ditch, up the next bridge, and then they move on. And then Over the eighth ditch, they see down onto glowing flames, and these are the deceivers. And among them is Ulysses, and then we get the story of the hubris of Ulysses, that he wanted to gather all the knowledge in the world, but then he and his crew, they're being sunk right before they reach Mount Purgatory, far into the seas, which is symbolic for the spiritual realm. So this is not accessible to Ulysses. And then they move on across the last ditches, and then they see some towers in the horizon, and then they find out it's not a city, but these are the giants that are guarding the well that goes down to the ninth circle and into the lowest pit of Inferno. So they walk to one of the giants, Antaeus, and he lifts them down, all the way down onto a lake of ice, and this is Cocytus. And then they're in the lowest part of Inferno. So that's in broad strokes what happens during these 14 chapters of Circle 8 and the category of fraud and the simple fraud. So now we're going to read a couple of excerpts. So the first one is the opening of the whole circle, which lays out the how it looks, the kind of the landscape. So it says, "There is a place in Inferno called Malebolge, cut out of stone the color of iron ore, just like the circling cliff that walls it in. Right at the center of this evil plain, there yawns a very wide, deep well, whose structure I will talk of when the place itself is reached. The belt of land remaining, then, runs round between the well and the cliff, and all this space is divided into 10 descending valleys. Just like a ground plan for successive moats that in concentric circles bind their center and serve to protect the ramparts of the castle." So this is just the opening that describes the layout of the circle. And then we have the scene in the middle of the of this circle when they've been deceived by the demons. And Virgil is kind of sinking in for Virgil. So it says here, "My guide stood there a while, his head bent low, then said, 'He told a lie about this business, that one who hooks the sinners over there.' And the friar, 'Once in Bologna, I heard discussed the devil's many vices. One of them is that he tells lies and is the father of all lies.' In haste, taking great strides, my guide walked off, his face revealing traces of his anger. I turned and left the heavy-weighted souls to make my way behind those cherished footprints." Do you see also a little bit still the tenderness from the pilgrim, that he still looks up to Virgil and his guide, and he follows still in the footprints of Virgil. And then we have the passage of the intellectual hubris, the intellectual superbia from Ulysses. So Ulysses had the burning wish to know the world and have experience of all the people's vices and all human worth. So he sails out of the Mediterranean, passing the Gibraltar, and then they keep on sailing for another 5 months. And then there appeared a mountain shape, darkened by distance, that arose to endless heights. I had never seen another mountain like it. Our celebrations soon turned into grief. From the new land, there rose a whirling wind that beat against the forepart of the ship and whirled us round 3 times in churning waters. The fourth blast raised the stern up high and sent the bow down deep, as pleased another's will. And then the sea was closed again above us." So this is how that journey of Ulysses ends, that they're being sunk down into the sea and they can't get to this mountain that reaches to endless heights, which is a symbol of the spiritual realm and spiritual wisdom. And then last part is with the giants after the 10th ditch, and then this transition into the lowest circle. And there's a very important tercet here where it describes kind of the problem with the giants, or the challenge, the threat of them, is that when the faculty of intellect is joined with brute force and with evil will, no person can win against such an alliance. And this describes the whole, like the worst part of them is that they combine strength, intelligence, and evil intent. And then for the very last part of the chapter, when Antaeus lifts them down, so it's described as as the Garisenda looks from underneath its leaning side at the moment when a cloud comes drifting over against the tower's slant, just so the bending giant Antaeus seemed as I looked up, expecting him to topple. I wished then I had gone another way. But he, most carefully, handed us down to the pit that swallows Lucifer with Judas. And then the leaning giant immediately drew himself up as tall as a ship's mast. And that's the very ending of both Circle 8 and Going Down the Well. And also, Garisenda is the name of one of the two towers in Bologna, and it's slightly leaning. So if you go to Bologna, it's a beautiful, very beautiful town, then you can see this tower that is has this slant. Okay, so just to sum it up now, some of the most important points. We are in the category of fraud, also called the simple fraud. So this is where no trust is involved with the Circle 8. So we have many, many groups and souls as examples of this. And then we see this scene with the demons and Virgil. That's about lies and deceit, that reason alone cannot always detect this. It's more the intuition of the pilgrim that detects that something is wrong. And then we have the point of intellectual hubris, overconfidence, which is sinking the boat of Ulysses. And this is one of the top points in the whole comedy, that this is a self-imposed kind of blocking. If you go with if you dismiss the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, and only look at the rational, then you will not be able to move beyond that point where Ulysses is being sunk. And then we have the symbolism of the giants. This is also very important. They are guards and also are like a portal into the deepest, most evil part. And that comes through strength, intelligence, and bad intent. So next time we're going to go down onto the ice, onto this lake of Cocytus. And then we're going to see how they move further in towards the very center and to Lucifer. So thank you so much for listening. Hope some of this was helpful. And see you again in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.